Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Ed Curry, certified mortgage planner and construction loan specialist at Associated Bank. Ed, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve.
The big headline this morning, mortgage demand falls to the lowest level in 22 years. I'm scared to ask you how business is going.
Surprisingly well. Certainly those headlines are accurate. You know, the activity is measured overall and a combination of both purchase and refinance activity. So refinances are down 75% or more, and certainly that makes sense when 2 years ago rates were about half of what they are today. So anyone really looking to improve their interest rates based on the rate alone or their mortgage based on the rate alone certainly has moved to the sidelines. There still is a few people that are, you know, looking to consolidate debts, maybe remove PMI. You know, values have moved so much higher over the past few years that some people are it's worth it for them to take a slightly higher rate to remove the PMI. But yeah, for the most part, those numbers are accurate. However, on the refis are down 75%, purchase market continues to hold up strong. Still anecdotally hearing, you know, clients have a tough time finding a house and multiple bids. I saw a statistic the other day that in the United States, 70% of homes are selling over ask price. So certainly an indication that the purchase market is still very strong.
Yeah, I have a new neighbor who is a realtor, and she says that the business has been still booming at open houses, and people are still putting in bids on houses for what little is available. So there is that bright spot.
Absolutely. And yeah, this is something I was thinking may come about this year at some point. And you know, people have brought up the whole idea of a housing bubble. Should you know, should we wait? What will happen? And I fully believe that any sort of pause that we have, and maybe this is the pause we have for a few months, will be an opportunity for all those homeowners, potential homeowners and consumers that have been really shut out in purchasing a home to finally get that offer accepted or get it accepted at a price that's reasonable. So I'm not going to buy into the, you know, housing bubble story. I think it'll be a good, healthy pause for the market.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says on a national basis, the mortgage and total mortgage applications are the lowest level since 2000. They talk about the average interest rate that people are paying, the mortgage interest rate. Where's that at? And you can maybe give us a little bit of historical context about where it's at.
Yeah, for really anyone who's not a Gen X or an older homeowner, you don't remember rates ever being this high. And I'm using air quotes right now. The, you know, 30-year fixed, which is really the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac 30-year fix, is what generally people regard as the rate. You know, has been bouncing between 5 and 5.5% here for the past several weeks. That's as high as it's been since 2009. So there's really a long, long time before we've had rates this high. And ironically, some of the jumbo rates, rates that are above roughly $650,000, are actually slightly cheaper than the so-called conforming rates. But I think there's a chance that we may have seen the high for the year. They have come down a little bit over the past couple weeks broadly, and there's some economic data that's coming in a little bit softer. Some of the inflation data seems to be rolling over. You wouldn't not be able to tell that if you're filling up gas any time in the last few days, but it seems that there's a possibility we may have put in the high rates for the year, and we may start to see them slowly come down a little bit over the next several months.
Anybody who follows this conversation that we have on a regular basis knows you're pretty good about picking these interest rates, the mortgage interest rates for the year. I know you have like a sort of like a hobby, I guess, of yours, picking, predicting what they'll be. So signs of hope, do you think maybe we'll see any lowering, or are we kind of going to stay at this level?
I think we're going to stay in this higher range because you have a couple things working both to the upside and downside. To the upside, you have the idea that the Federal Reserve will keep raising interest rates. They are on a plan. This month, they are going to raise them another 0.5%, and they're going to continue to raise rates until they see inflation come down measurably. So that is working for interest rates to the upside. Another thing that doesn't get talked about much is quantitative tightening. The Federal Reserve over the past couple years has bought billions and billions of dollars of mortgage bonds and treasuries, and that has artificially lowered interest rates. They've stopped that. In fact, now they're tightening. So that's reasons that interest rates would move higher, risk factors for them to move higher. And the flip side is, the economy, economic activity, inflation. Those are the downside. You've got rates, inflation starting to finally come down a little bit, and also economic data. Some slowing occurring. The press is already talking about the upcoming recession. Some of the leading indicators on the GDP for the second quarter seem to indicate that may contract. If it does, that would be two quarters in a row. That would be officially recession. So those are things that are keeping rates to come down. So you put those things together, and I think you're really going to see kind of a flattening type of scenario for the next several months. 5% plus or minus a quarter percent sounds right to me. 4.75 to 5.25, and I don't see too much volatility outside of that. And then hopefully sometime this fall we'll start to see rates come measurably down. Tough to see them get much below 4% by the end of the year, but next year you should see rates continue to fall.
We often talk to you about mortgages, but one of the things that you do quite a bit of are construction loans. And we've talked in the past about with the tight supply of homes available, a lot of folks are still going the construction route. Is that still the case? What's that business look like?
It really has been. And, so many people have spent months looking for a brand new home and they can't find one. They keep getting outbid. So in many cases, they kind of give up and decide, hey, we like the neighbors. We like our neighborhood. We like the schools. Let's just stay where we're at and let's just improve the home we have. So we do see that a lot. I anticipate that's the trend moving forward. Back to the inflation theme, and certainly housing and new construction has been hit hard by supply chain issues and inflation. We're starting to finally see some of those costs come down. Lumber is a good example of that. Lumber is off from its highs about 6 months ago, roughly 75%. So there's been some significant drops in lumber prices. Of course, everybody needs lumber to build homes or do additions, the additional space that people are seeking. So we're starting to finally see some of those costs come down and make it a little more affordable for people to do those improvements.
All right. And a great conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Thank you, Steve. Feel free to just send me an email, ed.curry@associatedbank.com. That's ed.curry@associatedbank.com.
All right, Ed, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.